Hi, my name is Alyssa Martin, and I am 17 years old. Today is June 1st, and I'm speaking with my partner, Derek Vaughn, who is my family friend. We are recording the interview in San Diego, California. So my first question today is, what state are you from, Derek?
I am from Georgia.
So what is it like living in Georgia?
Actually, it was really nice and peaceful. Never had too much nonsense, no gangbangers, dope dealers, just a bunch of simple country folk.
That sounds awesome. Do you have any funny stories from where you live?
Any funny stories? Well, let's see here. I'm not sure. I can't think of anything right now. I fell when I was a kid. We had a bunch of hogs, so my grandfather did. And one day, well, I used to like to walk on the side of the pen, like balance myself, because it was like a wooden pen. And one day I lost my balance. Fell in the pen. And I was terrified of the hogs, even though I used to feed them all the time, so I was freaking out. But they really stayed away from me, so I wasn't really in any danger. Finally got out of the pen and was just covered in muck. So, of course, Mom wouldn't let me go into the house like that. So, outside in the front yard, and I had to take all my clothes off and get sprayed down with a hose pipe. And that well water was freezing cold. So that was kind of funny.
Sounds like a very interesting story. So our mom used to tell me you like to blow up trash cans when you were younger. Tell us about that.
Yeah, not really just blowing up trash cans. It was something that I discovered when I was younger that, well, my family, they used to burn trash in these 100-gallon barrels. And every now and then, they'll forget and leave an aerosol can inside of the trash can. It'll be like spray starch or air freshener or something along those lines. But the can will be empty for the most part, so they'll throw it in the trash and don't really think about it again. So they'll light the fire, be burning in the trash, and from time to time, the canisters would explode, and that used to intrigue me. So every now and then, if I had a empty aerosol can and I know there was burning trash, I'll sneak over to the trash when no one was looking. I throw the aerosol can in and run away and listen for the explosion. So every now and then, yeah, it'd explode. Trash will launch out of it everywhere, fiery trash. They never knew it was me, so they just thought they forgot and left an aerosol can in the trash can and had to clean it up. So it's kind of mean, but I was a kid, so whatever.
An interesting childhood you had. So living in the country, you guys had some interesting foods. What are some of the foods have you eaten there that you haven't eaten here?
Basically every part of the pig. Well, of course, pork chops are just normal, but I haven't had chitlins or chitterlings for you fancy folks not living out here in San Diego. For those who don't know, chitterlings are pig intestines. They are actually delicious, but they smell probably how you would imagine intestines would smell. But yeah, really good food. Also is this thing called sauce meat. It's kind of hard to describe, but it's basically different parts of the pig, parts of the pig's head that's chopped into pieces, is put in this liquid with vinegar and a lot of seasonings and stuff. And then it's chilled. in the refrigerator. It becomes this congealed little block of meat. I think that some people call it hog head cheese, but it's this congealed block of meat, and we munch on it, and it's really good. But it's really an acquired taste. I've never had it out here. Never even seen anybody with it out here. Oh, also, one thing that my grandmother used to make from time to time, it was actually bull's testicles. I didn't know what they were when I was a kid. Grandmother used to always just leave food on the stove, either right after dinner or sometimes right after lunch. And if there was any leftovers, she would just leave it on the stove. So as kids, we were always welcome to just grab whatever was left over. So one day, I saw what looked like a bunch of chicken nuggets sitting on the stove. So I went out there and grabbed the chicken nuggets and started munching on them. And they were really good. Honestly, no matter what grandmother cooked, it was delicious. So I was eating the chicken nuggets. Grandmother came around and I was like, "Hey, Grandma, those nuggets are delicious, those chicken nuggets." And Grandma was like, "No, baby, those aren't chicken nuggets. Those are balls." Yes, cow balls. And another time, they were actually hog's balls. So I'm the type of person, if it tastes good, I eat it. So I guess now I eat hog balls and cow balls. But I haven't had them since I was a kid. And the only person who used to cook them was my grandmother. So I don't even know if I would like it now, but I used to think it was delicious back then.
Very interesting. So what was it like growing up in the country? What were the hardest moments?
The boredom was probably the hardest moments. When you're at home, like summer vacation, and you're out in the middle of nowhere, there's really nothing to do. You can only venture out into the woods so many times before it's, you know, that gets old. To keep us busy, our parents used to grow crops every year at different points of the year. So to keep us busy, they have us during the day tending to the fields. So we would go out and have to pick peas or grab corn, butter beans, just different things, sometimes watermelons. And that would take up a nice chunk of the day. But it is not easy. It is really hard work, especially when the sun gets high in Georgia. It's hot and sticky, and there's gnats and biting bugs. So yeah, that was kind of rough. But those were the main times, just during the summer break when you're not in school and there was nothing else to do.
So would you rather live in the city or back in the country?
Now that I'm a little older and I've experienced city life, yeah, I can't live in the country like that anymore. If I don't have me a Walmart or an Applebee's that's like 5 or 10 minutes away, then I am not a happy person. Living in Georgia, everything, at least where my parents lived, was 30 to 45 minutes away. Including the Walmart and the Applebee's, anything, gas stations, 20, 30 minutes away. Everything was like so far, and I cannot live like that anymore.
Understandable. So now that we know you have a son named Jeremiah, what was he like when he was a baby?
When Jeremiah was little, he was actually a quiet baby. He was never really that fussy, didn't cry a lot. He was really, really like perfect baby. Of course, all babies are a little bit temperamental from time to time, and you know, but for him, he was really good. He slept through the nights for the most part. I normally, like when he was first born, he was supposed to be awoken every 30 minutes to feed. Not 30 minutes, excuse me, every 3 hours to feed. But I was raised country. I would wake him up. Well, I wouldn't wake him up. I would let him wake me up to feed him. And he slept a decent amount of time. So it wasn't like I had so many sleepless nights, you know, staying up with him and everything. Not sickly, big healthy baby. Rarely got any kind of, you know, colds or anything like that. So overall, he was really good when he was small. All chubby, his big old cheeks. And he was a happy baby, even though it was like very hard making him smile. He was kind of serious, but never angry or upset.
Sounds like a great baby. Everyone wants one of those. So, as being a parent, what has like surprised you? Like, what did you not expect?
Let's see here. Well, I guess he's the typical kid. His vocabulary is kind of, well, to me, it seems advanced for his age, because when I was his age, I remember just being basic. And maybe it's just being around a whole bunch of country people and speaking country. Yeah, my vocabulary was limited. But his, yes, he says all these quotation, big words that I didn't have the slightest idea what they meant when I was his age. So. That's surprising. His social skills are actually a lot more developed than when I was his age. I see how he deals with his friends in school. How he consoles them and gives them all kinds of hugs and kisses. And it's weird to see him talking to them and looking them right in their eyes to try to, when he's trying to console them. I'm like, yeah, that's something different to me. Kids are so much more advanced, maybe more in touch with each other now. So hopefully in the future that'll develop into just having more understanding with, you know, all the kids.
Yes. So if there was anything you would change, what would it be?
About what, life or?
Either one.
Oh. Well, I had a game plan for life. I figured make good grades in high school, go to college, you know, and then get a really good high-paying job and just live my life doing whatever I really wanted to do. But it didn't work out like that. After college, didn't get the good job. I was just bouncing around. It may have been different if I did interns when I was in college, but since I was going for computer science, I figured that I didn't have anything to worry about job-wise. I'm like, computers everywhere, computer science. I'm like, I felt in my mind that I was guaranteed a job once I graduated from college, which was not the case. They wanted you to come out of there with a crap ton of experience, and that was just not it, not what I had anyway. So I ended up working so many years, like almost a decade, doing customer service with a 4-year degree, just sucking at life basically. So I'm in the military now, and part of me wished that I don't regret the military at all, but part of me wishes that I would have came in when I was younger, and I would be a lot closer to retirement, and my funds and everything else would actually be a lot more advanced than it is right now. But life is good in general. It's not a whole lot that I would change, but I definitely would either do the interns in college, where I could have possibly gotten that decent job right out, or if I didn't do the interns, just go into the military a lot earlier than I did, and possibly go in as an officer instead of enlisted. And it just would have, just overall increased my current financial state. Even though it's not bad, it would just be on another level right now.
Okay. And lastly, one last question. If there's any, what advice would you give your son?
Let's see. Pay attention. That is the biggest thing. When you're out in the world, when you're living your life, going through everything day to day, pay attention to your surroundings. See how people are living. See the choices that people make and the effects of those choices. Pay attention to relationships, the good and the bad. And do not forget to self-reflect. Sometimes sit down and look into yourself, your actions, your thought processes, just the way you operate when it comes to life in general. And when you self-reflect, see if there's any ways that you can improve yourself, whether it's personality, education, knowledge. That's the biggest thing. I try to do that myself. Sometimes successfully, sometimes not. But that, it will help you along the way. It'll help you find peace and help you better deal with the world. Also, by paying attention, it'll help you avoid a lot of the troubles and issues of the world that you see other people deal with. By doing that myself, I've lived a fairly peaceful and successful life. Because if I didn't pay attention and I just followed the same path as a lot of people that I've seen over the years, then I could have been in a really bad place right now. So, yeah, that'll be my biggest advice to Jeremiah, is to just pay attention.
Great advice. So that's all we have for right now. Thank you, Derek Vaughn, for joining me and doing this interview with me. See you next time. And oh gosh, I hate talking to people. Not, no, oh my gosh. No, I meant talking on the video.
No, I understand.